Andy Norman's mental immunity comes in the wake of two disasters of the 21st century, the COVID-19 pandemic and the presidency of Donald Trump, and connects them, though not with the familiar linkage of Trump's disastrous mishandling of the government's response to the pandemic. No, Norman suggests that the pandemic may have morals for the mystery of how a paragon of irrationality, defiant of truth, science, expertise, and constructive discourse, could have attained the presidency with the support of almost half the American public. The morals are that bad ideas are like an infectious disease, and our best safeguard is to boost our mental immune systems. Certainly, every thinking person alive in this century has a mystery to explain. How, in an era blessed with unprecedented resources for reasoning, the public sphere is infested with so much fake news, conspiracy theorizing, and post-truth rhetoric. There are, to be sure, theories on why irrationality flourishes. According to a growing conventional wisdom in social sciences and the media, the human being is portrayed as a caveman out of time, poised to react to a lion in the grass with a suite of biases, blind spots, fallacies, illusions, and fundamental errors. The Wikipedia entry for cognitive biases lists almost 200. Though I am a prominent advocate of evolutionary psychology, I don't sign on to this cynical picture of our species. Hunter-gatherers, our ancestors and contemporaries, are not nervous antelopes but cerebral problem solvers. And a list of the ways in which we are stupid cannot explain why we're so smart, how we discovered the laws of nature, transformed the planet, lengthened and enriched our lives, and articulated the rules of rationality that people so often flout. While I agree that the environment that shaped our minds did not select for modern instruments of rationality like statistical formulas and data sets, I think it's better to think of that environment as the backdrop to most of human life right up to the present. The benchmarks of rationality come from academic philosophy, science, and mathematics. These were never a part of people's lived experience, and for most people, still are not. When people deal with problems that are closer to their personal reality, they are not as benighted as the media would suggest. In getting to work and raising their kids, most people execute feats of rationality that outthink our best artificial intelligence software. So how could otherwise rational people believe that Hillary Clinton ran a child sex ring out of a pizzeria, or that jet contrails are made of mind-altering drugs dispersed by a secret government program? The standard answers from philosophy, probability theory, and cognitive psychology, blunders in critical thinking like affirming the consequent, misunderstandings of chance like the gambler's fallacy, cognitive biases like base rate neglect, provided little insight. In his other writings, Norman has convincingly refuted the idea that human reasoning evolved to serve some non-rational function, like besting our social rivals in arguments. We really are equipped, he says, with rational faculties that, when healthy, align our collective beliefs with reality. What then makes the rational animal so irrational? Here, Norman explores the vulnerability of all complex systems to infection by agents with their own ultimate goals. Some of them are small organisms that infiltrate our tissues and cells, but some of them are small ideas that infiltrate our brains. As this book goes to press, the news is dominated by two events that, by the lights of this book, align into a poetic coincidence. Within days of each other, the first safe and effective vaccine against COVID-19 was announced, and the winner of the 2020 American election became apparent. No one should savor this week more than Norman, because his book sent to press that week argues that it's the equivalent of a vaccine we must deploy if we are to keep future infections of bad ideas at bay. Steven Pinker, Johnstone Family Professor of Psychology, Harvard University, author of How the Mind Works and Enlightenment Now.